Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Get ready for the heat. It's going to be pretty toasty over the next few days. We're expecting our first official heat wave of the summer. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has declared a citywide heat emergency beginning today and lasting through Thursday. For a closer look at the forecast, we're joined by meteorologist Danielle Noyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So let's start off with a reminder of what exactly makes up a true heat wave and if we're actually going to get there.
Absolutely. So the official definition of a heat wave is 3 consecutive days or more with temperatures 90 degrees or greater. 3 days consecutive, we're talking about 6 days, Rupa, this time around. So from today right on through potentially Sunday that we'll see 90 plus degree readings.
And then how will the humidity factor in?
So the dew point measures the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. That's how we can think about humidity, how it feels to us outside. Yesterday, it was really sticky. It's actually come down just a little bit today, but it's going to go back up the next couple of days. So what that means for us is the heat index value is going to be in the mid to upper 90s, maybe even eclipsing 100 degrees tomorrow and Thursday. So that's how it's going to feel to the body, particularly if you're outside and doing anything strenuous.
Should we all move to the Cape and Islands? Is it going to be any more comfortable there?
That's always where the relief is, right? The temperatures, although for Cape Cod, are still going to be well above average, probably 85 to 90, even on the Cape. So not quite as hot, but there will be a little bit of a breeze, particularly today, which will bring a little bit of relief for Cape Cod and the immediate South Coast.
And you think this wave ends on Sunday?
I do, you know, and speaking of it ending, obviously when we have, you know, heat and humidity in place, there's a risk for thunderstorms, right? So a lot of folks have been asking, you know, I still have outdoor plans. Do I need to cancel them? Thunderstorm risk, I would say, is highest on Thursday. And then again, as we head into the weekend, and it's kind of classic summertime stuff, hit or miss action, nothing widespread, but with this much heat and humidity, there'll be a few storms that pop. So you just want to remember when thunder roars, go indoors.
We're also this morning hearing a lot about the record-breaking temperatures in Europe. The British Weather Service reported a temperature of 102 today, which is the highest ever in nearly 4 centuries of records. Should we be pointing our finger at climate change? And also, maybe a dumb question, but is our heat related to their heat?
So obviously the earth is all a balance, right? So I've been seeing the European heat. It's been so intense and remarkable. Obviously climate change is playing a role in terms of heat coming in, but overall, obviously we look at bigger, larger scale patterns. So this summer, you can't directly point at that, but there is kind of a dip in the jet stream here in the Northeast that has led to a ridge in Europe. And a lot of times when we see that, you can get a lot of the intense heat building from the eastern seaboard right out into the Atlantic and into Europe. So they're definitely seeing that as a consequence, or, you know, kind of as a relation to the jet stream pattern from the Northeast and North America into Europe.
Meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thanks for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.